From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah battled Syrian rebels in Lebanese territory today. Hezbollah supports Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In a Lebanese TV interview, Assad says Russia is still planning to supply weapons to his government. The BBC's Jonathan Marcus has more.
Recent successes on the battlefield, direct military support from his Lebanese ally Hezbollah, renewed divisions within the opposition and new weaponry from Russia mean that this was not quite the embattled Syrian president that Western powers were hoping to force to the negotiating table. Mr. Assad sounded confident. He said the Russians were still committed to sending him advanced anti-aircraft missiles, but he stopped short of actually saying that they had been delivered. He warned Israel against any further air attacks against Syria. And while open to attending a peace conference in Geneva, he stressed that any peace deal would have to be put to a referendum.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus. A delegation of U.S. Congress members said today their fact-finding mission to Russia found nothing specific that could have been done to help prevent the Boston Marathon bombings. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that congressional members spoke today at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
California Republican Dana Rohrabacher is leading the six-member delegation, which came to Russia to see whether the FBI had done all that it could with information provided by the Russian security services about Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Rohrabacher says his group had productive meetings with Russian lawmakers and security officials. The group was joined by actor Steven Seagal, who was credited with helping to arrange some of the meetings. Seagal has recently visited Russian President Putin and Ramzan Kadyrov, the leader of Chechnya. Rohrabacher says the U.S. and Russia need to cooperate more on security issues. He says both countries are threatened by radical Islam. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Three storm chasers were among the 10 people killed during an outbreak of tornadoes in Oklahoma on Friday. NPR's Ader Peralta reports veteran storm chaser Tim Somaras, his 24-year-old son Paul, and his friend Carl Young were caught in a large tornado and died.
In interviews, Samaras often said his love affair with tornadoes began when he was 6 years old. He was instantly mesmerized by the cyclone that ripped through Dorothy's Kansas in The Wizard of Oz. Later in life, he became an engineer designing instruments to understand tornadoes better. Just last month, Samaras captured the formation of a tornado in south central Kansas for National Geographic. At one point, he steps out of the vehicle. The wind is whipping, the sun is setting, the funnel is dancing, and Samaras is in awe.
Amazing sight! Wow!
Samaras' brother announced his death in a message on Facebook. He said all three men died, quote, doing what they loved. Samaras was 55 years old. Ader Peralta, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. There are wildfires burning in the west. In New Mexico, Santa Fe is under a smoky haze as crews battle a fire not far from the city. It is uncontained and has spread to about 10 square miles. Officials have evacuated people from about 140 homes. In California, another wildfire has forced the evacuation of about 1,000 homes in two communities north of Los Angeles. The Angeles National Forest Fire has grown to nearly 41 square miles. It's destroyed five buildings. That fire is about 20% contained. An American woman freed after more than a week in a Mexican jail on suspicion of drug smuggling is still recovering from her ordeal. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Yanira Maldonado returned to her Arizona home yesterday after a judge determined she was no longer suspected of smuggling 12 pounds of marijuana onto a bus. A surveillance video showed she and her husband getting onto the bus with just a purse, blankets, and bottles of water. Her brother-in-law, Brandon Klippel, says the family is doing great considering what they'd been through.
The thing is, you don't go from the beginning of the week sleeping on a concrete floor with dirty sheets to just being perfect a week later.
He says the family will need time to heal together and recuperate. Maldonado was a naturalized U.S. citizen who was born in Mexico. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The creator of wind-powered whirligigs has died in North Carolina. Fallis Simpson was 94. He built the whimsical pieces of art from recycled heating and air conditioning systems that turned and twirled in the wind. Simpson worked to cut thousands of tiny pieces that also shone when light fell on them. Some of the whirligigs are 50 feet high and weigh 3 tons. The North Carolina House has approved a measure, making whirligigs the state's official folk art. This is NPR.